Praise the Lord, brother. Now that's good. Just a bit, little bit about our ministry, and it'll be different. You know, we're all different. I'm from the north, so I'm different. I'm not a Yankee, although everybody thinks I am. But I'm far enough north that everybody thinks I'm a Yankee. But we've had a good year. God's been doing some good things in our ministry. We've gotten to preach some revivals this year. We had one young man named Adam. And I always thought that was just interesting, too. Adam, he came to the church down in Florida each and every night. And on that last night, he just couldn't leave. He couldn't leave the auditorium. And he was talking with my son. And I just thought they were conversing between each other. But he was trying to get my attention. And he said, "Preacher, can I talk to you?" I said, "Sure, you can talk to me." I said, "What do you need?" He said, "I'm not saved." He said, "You've been telling me all week that I need to be saved." He said, "I need to talk to you." So we got in the back room and we started Genesis and we worked all the way to Revelation. And about 30 minutes later, he bowed his head and asked the Lord Jesus Christ to save him. Tears in his eyes, he said, "Can I have a hug?" I said, "You sure can." He said, "No one loved me like Jesus, do they?" I said, "No, no one loved you like Jesus." I said, "You will not find a person on the face of planet Earth that loves you like Christ." And so he's been saved. You pray for Adam. He's been good. God's been good to us. He's done some things. He's put us back in some places. We're doing 5 vacation Bible schools this year. You pray for us. When you're doing a vacation Bible school and you only have one to do this year, thank the Lord that you're not doing 5. But we're so privileged to be able to do that. God's been teaching me some things this year. He's been teaching me to abide in Him. Amen. You know, and I've been saved since I was 25 years old. But, you know, God's just starting to teach me. I'm just starting to learn to abide in Him, to rest in Him. And, Brother Wayne, you talking about the song in the night. There's been times where, where'd you go, brother? You've gone out of peace. There's been times where I've just about reached my last note. Just about reached my last note. We went to the doctor here just recently, and I did. And I come out of the doctor, and I had some back problems. I have 4 discs, and I have pain every day. Bothers me every day. If you see me moving and shifting, I'm not under conviction. I'm trying to get a comfortable place to sit. Come out of the doctor, and he said, "We'll get back to your back." I said, "All right." He said, "You got a 4-inch cyst on your kidney." I said, "Well, what are you going to do about it?" He said, "We'll get back to that." He said, "You got an aortal aneurysm, abdominal aneurysm, about 4 centimeters wide." And he said, we'll get to those things. And so I walked out of the doctor's office that day and thinking to myself, you know, it's going to be all right. And I look back at my life just maybe a few years ago, and that would have bothered me. That would have worried me. That would have stressed me out. And I would have thought to myself, what am I going to do about that? But God had that song in my heart, and everything's going to be all right. I walked out of there just as if He said, "You've got a clean bill of health." I've not thought about it. I've not quit exercising. I've not tried to do the things. God has just gave me that confidence. He gave me that ability. He gave me that desire just to continue to serve Him and not to worry about those things. And I thank God it's been all those years, and I'm just learning to abide in Him. Just learning to that. In the book of Luke, one of my favorite portions of Scripture, and it may not be yours, but it is mine. And the Bible says, "And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on Him, Thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost thou fear God, seeing that thou art in the same condemnation? We indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto them, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise." I don't know about you, but I think about that and the thief on the cross, and I was at one time hanging there in my last moments of despair. Jesus Christ reached down, as He said, and picked me up out of that horrible pit, out of that miry clay, and He gave me a new song to sing. I was there as that thief was, and He said, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." How would you feel today if the Lord came down and said, "Hey, Brother Billy, before lunchtime, you're going to be with me in heaven. Before the day's out, this side of the church is going to be with me in heaven. They're going to be standing there with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You're going to be there in my presence." I don't know what this thief knew about that, but he was told by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords that you're going to be with me today in paradise. Not next week. People are planning vacations. I'm planning to be here next year. Before I got here on Monday, I was looking forward to next year. And I ain't even heard the first amen of this year. And I was getting ready for next year. Planning those things. Well, I'm planning some other stuff. I'm planning vacation Bible schools and different meetings and things like that. But I don't know if they're going to ever come to fruition. God may say, Neil, it's time to come home. But I don't know that. But this man here knew that he was going to be with him in paradise that day. I think about that, and I love that portion of Scripture. It speaks to my heart. It speaks to my heart, and I wasn't reading this portion of Scripture, but I'll share this with you, and I'll be done. I was sitting at my dining room table a few years back. I might have shared this with you, Brother Billy. And I was sitting there, and I was just kind of outlining, just thinking about the cross. I was outlining the message, and I looked out my window, and I got a little field behind my house, and then I got a highway, and there's telegraph poles running all through there. And I looked up on the telegraph pole, and on the left-hand side sat a crow. And in the center sat a dove. And on the other end sat another dove. Now, if you know anything about doves, they mate for life. I wrote some things down, and it just caught me. Like that, it stopped me in my tracks. I looked up, I said, the cross. Here's the unrepentant thief. And here's the Lord Jesus Christ in the center. And here's that repentant thief on the other end. I wrote a little bit more down. I looked up, and now hear that dove on the outside. He or she done moved in on the center pole, center part of the pole. And they're sitting there together just a-cooing away. And I wrote a little bit more down. And I look back up and hear those two doves and then flown off. And that old thief was still sitting there. And God spoke to my heart and he said, Neil, he said, there's almost 7 billion people on the face of planet Earth. He said, and you are the only one that I showed that to. If you don't think God cares about you, He cares more than we'll ever, on this side of planet Earth, we'll never understand the care and the love that God has for us. But He showed me that morning, and I'll never forget it. 7 billion people, He said, Neil, I want to show you something all by yourself. He said, that's how much I care. He said, when I was with that thief on the cross, he said, I knew everything else was going on. He said, but I took the time to make sure he knew about me and that he was going to be with me. Oh, being saved is one glorious, glorious journey. Not little bits of journey. It's one long journey. And I'm looking forward to being with him one day. Thank you. Amen.